Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
In the midst of daily duty, and if during the press of our work we cast a thought towards him and a prayer, then joy and hope and patience will come to us in a degree that we do not know much about yet, but might have known all about long, long ago. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 28.
Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
The effectiveness of prayer does not rest on the volume of words spoken or the time spent. Consider these examples of to-the-point prayers. Peter, Lord, save me, Matthew 14:30. The publican, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, Luke 18:13. Nehemiah, then I prayed to the God of heaven and I answered the king, Nehemiah 2:4-5. Short, to the point, fervent, offered with the attitude of going to God in every situation, of keeping the lines of communication open, of having fellowship with the one who is your very life. Such is the privilege to excite the heart of every believer.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.